Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. My guest today is the president and founder of Jewel TV, a family-friendly TV network featuring talk shows, and other programs including comedy, business, reality, adventure, travel, and food shows. Jewel TV airs on Roku streaming platform, Android television, Apple TV, and more. Tom Julian is my guest today. He shares his amazing story of leaving the television industry years ago and how he spiritually returned back to the TV industry as the founder and president of Jewel TV. Stay with us to hear more of Tom Julian's incredible story of building a family-friendly TV network that has something for everyone.
Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's gonna hear, 'cause I'm gonna shine. Thank you.
interview with the founder of Jewel TV Network is coming up. When we come back, Tom Julian talks about how his faith in God helped him through the many challenges he faced while building the Jewel TV Network. He also talks about some of his early career successes, including being nominated Entrepreneur of the Year by the Orange County Business Journal in 1996. Stay with us. We will be back with my interview with Tom Julian after the break.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
I would like to welcome my guest, Tom Julian. Tom is an entrepreneur and the founder of Jewel TV. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you for having me. It's great. It's awesome.
Wonderful. Well, Tom, presently, right now, you are the president and founder of Jewel TV, which is a family-friendly television network.
Yes.
That covers many genres, whether it be talk show or comedy, business, reality, adventure, travel, food. I mean, everything, wine, and so much more. And it also airs on, Roku TV, Android television, Apple television. It also noted that in 2022, it would be aired throughout America and television markets. So I'm just curious to find out a little bit more about the network and how it all got started.
Okay. First of all, just on the introduction, thank you. That should be more 2023, where we're moving into what we call syndication.
Okay.
That's where we go from a Jewel TV stream into independent television stations throughout America. I.e. a KTTV in L.A. or WFOL in Orlando. It just, you know, wherever that is, that's part of that process. And another thing, if I may add, and then I'll get to the story if you don't mind.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people will be on Roku and they'll be on Android, but sometimes they'll be piggybacking on other people's investment. We've secured the licensing, so we have our own box. So on Roku, you'll see a Jewel TV box. So, you know, there could be like a Pawn Stars on History Channel. We're the History Channel. So we're a channel that people can actually go to on those platforms. And I just wanted to kind of clarify a little bit, because
so
it makes us
deeper.
More of a network.
Yeah,
exactly. It makes us more of a network. I was with a station in L.A. and saying, hey, we want to be a network. This is where we're going. They said, Tom, you have the same streaming as the big players in broadcasting. You just don't have the content they have. So we've got a long way to go, but we're going. And so my story actually starts in prayer. And so I was actually praying, and I felt it within my spirit. God said, do you want to go back into television? Because I was in it before. And I said, yeah, but, you know, who's going to hire me? Of course, this isn't audible. This is just within my spirit communicating, if you will. And he said, I'll hire you. But here's the deal. You've got to become accountable to me. And so I said yes, and I went through hell for about 2.5 years. So I took the blue ribbon away from the prodigal son, and now I have it. So I went through some real changes, and God said, if you don't want to be accountable to me, the deal's off. And so this is a calling, but it's also a for-profit network. And so I've learned in this process that God loves to be a part of our lives, even beyond the prayer and the reading of the word and salvation. He's shrewd. He loves to be involved in our business. He's very creative. I mean, when you look at it, when you think about how beautiful color blue or yellow may be, think about the fact that he actually thought of them. That's, to me, simply amazing. And so, you know, he's a romantic. He's all these things that I've learned in this process. And so it's important for us, when we say we're a family-friendly television network, we're not a Mr. Rogers neighborhood. We can have drama. We can have some things that aren't for young people. But the main thing is we're clean. We're not dysfunctional. We don't need to flip the bird off to anybody or use what I call the cuss words, like, you know, of the heroin of cuss words where you get too deep. And so, you know, a friend of mine said he couldn't watch Disney anymore because the commercials were adult sensitive and his 8-year-old was wondering what that meant. And so it's, you know, we need to be a trusted network that people can come in and watch what we're doing. And so in that process, it's awesome when you see God closing doors. And it's awesome when you see him opening doors, because he'll purge. Because if we want to represent him, he's all in. I mean, he's all in. It's just a matter of, are we willing to be all in ourselves and trust him with that? So, and how much can he trust us? So it's been a very, I guess, fun adventure, just getting to know and see him, see God in a different light beyond the spiritual. And that's what Joel TV is. We're a calling. But we are a secular television network. We are putting together right now, we'll have, I'm hoping, 3 or 4 shows by July or August. We're putting together a Christian station called the Praise and Freedom Network, where we'll just deal with the, you know, teaching and preaching and things like that. But Jewel TV is, you know, we're growing, we're getting traction. And so, you know, we're happy about that.
Yeah. Well, what I read, I mean, I was very impressed with the growth. I mean, just from 2015, it's really, really large.
Thanks.
Yes. It really got my attention. And I tell you, I must say, looking over your resume or your bio, actually, being an entrepreneur and what you've accomplished over the years, I mean, going back to 1996, I mean, when you were nominated Entrepreneur of the Year by Orange County Business Journal, I mean, you were just
a long time ago, but
business.
That was a free lunch. I think it was chicken and corn, potatoes. It was a great lunch, that function.
So that's
as far as I got.
You remember the
that's
lunch.
That's as far as I got. But it was at least a good lunch.
Right. But you know what? I mean, you knew you were destined to go somewhere. I mean, it was there in front of you. You just didn't know what that was going to be, you know?
Yeah.
You walked right into it here, right now, obviously.
Yes.
There's torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that define so long, but the hands of God.
My interview with Network TV founder Tom Julian continues. Stay with us. We will be back after the break.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Let's pedal back and talk about how you got started from the beginning, like when you brought Better Homes and Gardens into the daytime programming, you know, the seven-station network.
That Better Homes and Gardens was at that time owned by a company called the Meredith Corporation. And cable was getting pretty strong at that time. And so magazines were, you know, having to hustle to keep advertisers that had been with them for a long time. And so Me and two other gentlemen, we started calling the family circles. There wasn't a ton of magazines, but, you know, Good Housekeeping, Sunset, things of that nature, and seeing what we could do to create articles that would be segments on a TV show. And so finally we got to Better Homes and Gardens, and we just asked the question, are you losing any money to cable? And they're saying, we're losing a ton of money to cable. Why? Well, you know, Meredith owns seven stations. You got Kansas City, San Francisco, Dallas, yada, yada, yada. And why aren't you taking the Armstrong Floors of the world, all, you know, your advertisers, and saying, hey, commit to a year and we're putting together a TV show that's going to surround our articles, and you can be a part of that as well. And so that's kind of how that happened. It eventually became a show called The Home Show that was produced by, I think it was Woody Fraser. Mm-hmm. And that was with Sarah Purcell and Gary Collins. But we were fortunate to spend some time with Michael King. You know, he was doing Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and bringing in Oprah on. So it was quite the learning experience being a part of that. That's how that story developed.
So that's the secret behind how you market your business when it was brand new.
Well, you know, cross promotion. You know, today, it's sometimes I think it's a sad commentary that people really rely only on the internet and the social media. And so I wrote a piece. I'm a writer, so I wrote a piece on, you know, being on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn is like starting a 100-yard dash with 60 million other people. And, You know, how are you going to separate yourself? How are you going to do that? Wow. And so television gives people the opportunity to do that. And the unsophisticated, the lay person thinks, well, man, if I can get it for free on Instagram, why would I pay for advertising? And so you've got to really make sure you find men and women who understand what television does. I mean, if you still look at, you know, buying a TV station, they're not cheap. So people are still watching it, and people are still, you know, buying ads. But it's a different world today than what, you know, it was in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was just impressed with how you went a step further in that relationship and then partnered with Michael King.
Well, we partnered with Michael King on The Home Show. He was excited about Better Homes and Gardens. The Better Homes and Gardens cookbook is number two in the world in sales behind the Bible. I mean, that's how
powerful it's so impressive.
Better Homes and Gardens magazine is. So we worked with him in creating that, and he was bringing Oprah on at the time, and so we learned a lot. When he went public at that time, I'm not positive, but I think he went public at that time. So we got to work with him. We worked with Lee Salters. You know, we were on in People magazine. We were on Entertainment Tonight, USA Today. So I'm old school. So I still believe in that PR, still believe in that cross promotion, still believe in that advertising. And and it's still going strong. It's just that a lot of people just get excited about the fact that everything is free on, you know, to post on the social media. The only thing that does frustrate me as a creative person is that people use other people's music without paying for the licensing to promote themselves.
Exactly.
That always bothers me a little bit when they're using a Rolling Stones song, which would probably cost, thousands upon thousands of dollars to use, and people are just using it and not caring. So that frustrates me a little bit. But that, again, is because I'm old school.
Well, I like your old school. I think it's working for you.
Thank you. So we've got great shows coming. We've got, I don't know if you're familiar with a show called Real Housewives of Orange County. We've got one of the former hosts of that show, and it's my own opinion, it's a very dysfunctional creative outlet, what they do there, but it sells in front. But anyway, she left, and so we're doing a show called Ageless with Peggy Tannhaus. She was a major lifestyle influencer, and so on Real Housewives model. We've got Love Begins in the Kitchen with Ken and Linda Coldenhaven in Orlando. We've got some pretty good shows that are coming out that are really going to help us even get some more traction in the syndication world.
The ratings. Yeah, that's awesome. Wow. Well, what about that? It says you were executive produced a nationally syndicated that was special hosted by Mary Hart, starring George Burns.
We did a concert with her and a comedian named George Burns and others, and this is like Mary Hart was pretty much a big star with Entertainment Tonight, and I kept thinking, man, I've got her home phone number, man. How many guys would love to have her phone number right now? And I never called her though, because we talked in business and when we had a pre-production and things like that. But we did a thing and George Burns was funny, and it was just a little variety show, but it aired around the country. And back then we even had, I don't know if you remember the California Raisins, they heard it through the grapevine. So it was just a fun variety show, probably a 5-camera production. And the one thing I remember of that is more of the unions and trestles and all the things that had to go on before you can even make it happen. Yeah, it was a lot of red tape, but it's what it is. That's what they do. But yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, well, just the names involved makes it fun. Anytime you hear George Burns, I'm like, okay. I would like to have that opportunity,
Yeah, no kidding.
With George. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jewel TV is based on a gentleman named Bud Paxson.
Okay.
He had radio stations, and one day one of his advertisers couldn't pay their bill, but they had 112 can openers. He took them, sold it in an hour, and that became the foundation of what became the Home Shopping Network. And then he bought stations and created PAX TV, PAX TV. He was kind of a front runner of classic television, Leave It to Beaver, Rod, things of that nature. That's kind of our model. Family friendly, just, hope people can sit down, have a glass of wine or beer or coffee or water or whatever, and just be entertained. Instead of having to have agendas, and we're not social, we're not political, but we're very patriotic.
So would you say that that's what sets your business apart from others in your industry?
Yeah, I believe that. I mean, there's some great networks out there like INSP. They do some good, like Westerns and old shows. MeTV is classic television. I think they're owned by 20th Century Fox. I'm not positive about that, but I think they're owned by that, so they have a library of content. But we're going also original. So we'll license things. We've got Dick Van Dyke and Petticoat Junction and a couple movies right now, but we'll license some shows, but we're really hoping to have about 12 original programs running weekly and about 100 hours of content by October of airing every week.
Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt? Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling. Shall I
This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with Tom Julian continues.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
So where do you see your business, let's say, in 5 years?
I think we'll be a major player in the Paramount Plus world. Man, that's based on the fact that we don't have an agenda except to entertain. There's a lot of networks now weaving in agendas. They'll have this type of person or this type of person and making a statement and doing this or that. And people are tired of it. It's just, you know, they're not wanting to judge or think they're better than that. But come on, let's just entertain. Let's not have to have messages in our entertainment. We're going to be in fall of 2024. We have to have our first sitcom, and that's called The Doobies. It's about a retired couple, Tom and Grace Doobie, who are madly in love with each other. Just don't ask them why. And, you know, going into the empty nest, more of a situation comedy. So we'll be branching into that, but it'll take a little while. And
well,
then we'll do some movies
have,
like Hallmark.
Yeah, but what you have in your favor, Tom, is your – you know, over like 15-plus years experience with corporations, you know, such as Apple, Motorola, and all
these
others.
Yeah, we did a lot of packaging for them. We did a lot of business with them. So, you know, it is a corporate world. You still need to, you know, it's important to have those relationships and build on those relationships. And that takes time sometimes. You know, it's a different world now, where people used to answer the phone, for goodness sake. You know, now they don't answer, you know.
No.
They text you, but you call them back, they don't answer. So it's a different world that we're in. But, you know, I've discovered that the will of God is the most secure, safe, and successful place that you could ever be. And I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about contentment and the ability to enjoy your life, you know, financially. But it's not about that. It's just that God takes us into an area that utilizes the talents and abilities he's given us and also utilizes the things that he's put us through so we learn. And so we can be at our utmost at that time in business. And so if people are not interested, I just know God's in control. And so we just move on. But he always opens the doors that no one can shut, and he'll shut the doors that no one can open. But he's been a true partner with me throughout this whole process.
Yeah, you just put it in his hands, and that's your strength.
That's
and,
it.
And it
that's
shows. It really does. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Well, what qualities do you think every entrepreneur should possess, you know, going into, you know, this type of business?
Well, it's not an easy business, just to the fact that, you know, if you want to have, they're allowing too much now in social or political agendas, and that's where people are going. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you don't want to participate in that, you've really got to find ways to set yourself apart but you've got to keep pushing through. So, you know, we're not, sometimes I wonder if I'm getting traction, and we're a member of the Academy. So, you know, we can vote and be voted for on Emmys. And They sent me a thing that said Academy member with the statuette. And so I put that on our website, and I had two lawyers from Washington, D.C. saying that's a trademark infringement and you can't do that without licensing. And I said, first of all, I said, well, I didn't know that. Why would they send me the picture then? But, you know, but then again, I started thinking, wow, we're getting some traction. People are seeing us, you know,
yeah.
But it's an interesting, but it's a, you know, you've got to stay focused. There's not an entrepreneur that's made it that has not had some failing, had some objections, had some obstacles, you know, things that got him his or her way. And so, you know, you've got to keep the hand of the plow, as they say, and keep moving forward. And that's what separates. It's usually, you know, it's the people that said, I'm not giving up. And they didn't.
And they didn't. Well, tell us, we want to know what routines you follow each day.
You've got to be knowledgeable. You know, you've got to have wisdom. You've got to have wisdom. You know, knowledge is knowing you're running out of gas. Well, wisdom is getting gas. And you've got to understand the process, you know. For me as a Christian, it's, you know, what can I do to create good content? How do I get in front of the sponsors? But all of that is seasoned with prayer and reading the Word. And so I do that in the morning. And so, you know, I'm not some spiritual giant. It's just that I want to know more about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit. I just take that and say, guide me throughout the day. And I trust that. But you got to be knowledgeable. You got to be understanding the business. You've got to understand, you know, the ins and outs of things. You know, it's a different world now. You've got sometimes 25-year-old people who don't have experience in certain areas making decisions on TV shows. You know, I heard at one time that Seinfeld was up, you know, they were thinking about canceling it the first year. I mean, what a terrible thing would have happened, you know?
Oh, my God. We can't live without Seinfeld.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, that's what I heard. I don't know if it's true, but, you know, I heard that.
Right,
I thought, my gosh. You know, so you've got to keep going. You got to keep the hand of the plow, but you've got to know your business. You've got to be, you know, surrounding yourself with good people that can help you make good decisions, you know, some inner circle as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally agree. You know, because I myself, as an entrepreneur, I mean, I have my routines that I live by. So
Yes. That
make me successful. And, you know, we all have our what you call pet peeves. But, you know, but you're right.
Yes.
The thing that you said, you have to follow routine and don't step away from it.
That's right. I mean, if Genesis 1:1 is correct, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, TV business is simple for him.
Yeah.
But you've got to be able to work it. You've got to be able to plant. You've got to be able to cultivate. You got to call. You got to sell. You got to pitch. You got to create. You got to promote. You know, you still have to do the work.
You have to do full circle. You can't go with one foot in. You have to go full circle and put everything into it, all of it. All effort, full effort forward, and that's what a lot of people starting out in business don't realize. They get in when it gets tough, they bail out.
Well, that's what separates. And you know, you can't put people down for that. You just
separates them.
You know,
but it is.
They do give up, you know, and they, you know. I'm single, so would I be making these decisions to do what I was doing if I was married and had kids and all that? I don't know. You know, it really have
we
to
never,
be something.
We never know.
You got to be in a partnership with this and make the decision together. It's not a single thing anymore.
That's right. That's right. And you have to trust the people that you're with, the people that you
That's right.
That you surround yourself with, that you're in relationships with, and that's what makes it strong.
In my mind that say I'm not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Am I more than just the sum of every high and every once again, just who I am, because I need to know.
TV Network President Tom Julian shares words of wisdom.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, We're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. So it's kind of on the same page of what we've been talking about, but, you know, with you being such a strong, influential entrepreneur, I'm going to ask you this because a lot of people are going to be curious, but what advice would you give to someone that's just starting out their own business? They're just starting out, and they really don't know where to start.
Well, you know, you're asking a Christian businessman that, and for me, if somebody came to me, I would have them seek God. But if they don't want to, I don't know what I would tell them, to be honest with you, because I think it's a very tough world out there. And even though we're connected with 4,000 friends and 20,000 followers, there's millions that are lonely, even in that existence. And
that's right.
Without God, I don't know what I would if how I could have done it. Although, you know, so for me, you know, I'm hoping to start speaking at churches and businesses this summer. But that's what, you know, for me, that's the number one thing that I would do. And because I'm working on a book right now called Why Are Christians Messed Up Financially If Their Savior is Jewish? And so,
yeah,
you know, God loves profit, not greed, you know, but I told a nonprofit once, I said, you realize that's just a tax code. You've got to be profitable or your vision dies. You've got to get beyond the 5K walk, golf tournament, and the bake sale, you know. But that's where they're comfortable at. But, you know, for me, God first. It's just, I don't know, you know. And if they say, I don't want to, well, that's the only advice that I can give. It's kind of like, you know, you can go down this trail or you can go down this trail. I have found success down that trail. It's your call. And so that's my answer. And so it may stir people up into anger, but that's what it is. And,
right.
And that's, you know, I don't have any answer for that except for what I learned when I was in third grade at Concordia Elementary in San Clemente. Nana, 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 nana.
Nana, nana.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. Nana, you know, that's the only, you know, that's the answer that I have.
Okay. Okay. Well, Tom, you've done an excellent job, and I'm going to be following your success. That's for
Thank
sure.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Now,
I appreciate
is there anything that I didn't ask that you'd like to talk about or mention before we let you go? I mean, anything you want to shout out?
No, I think you covered some pretty good questions. I think, our website is JULTVnetwork.com. It's in construction right now. Well, I think it's, you can look at the old one, but the new is in construction right now. But that's our website. And, but it's important to know that, you know, if you really want to be entertained, if you really want to engage and for at least a half hour or however you want to watch TV, and you really want to just relax with a soda or a beer or whatever, Juul TV is the answer. And that's really all I can say.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start plugging in. I'm going to start watching, checking it out, and I'm going to tell friends and share it with followers.
Thank you.
And, and do that as well.
We'll have about 5 new shows by May 15th also, so keep your eye out for those, okay?
Oh, sure. Sure, we'll definitely do that and represent for you as well. So,
thank you.
But Tom, yes, and Tom, I just want to thank you so much for being my guest on the Bev Moore Show, and we just wish you continued success going further on in your career.
Thank you, Bev.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed my interview with Tom Julian, founder and president of Jewel TV Network. The new family-friendly TV network features talk shows, comedy programs, business, reality, adventure, travel, food, and other lifestyle programs. You can watch Jewel TV on Roku TV, Android Television, American Fire, Apple Television, and many streaming platforms. Thank you for listening to The Bev Moore Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away.